My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
The win of the season. The biggest win of the year for your Cleveland Guardians.
Needed it. Needed it in a big way.
What a win. What a win. Daniel Schneeman played it like it was his last game he's going to play in baseball.
How many diving attempts?
What was he doing in center field anyway?
He was all over the place.
I saw that diving catch, and I had people going, what the hell is he doing back there anyway? And then eighth inning comes around. He saves it mm-hmm. in the seventh. Eighth inning comes around. First off, I mean, you go to those three innings, 6, 7, 8, where you have two on. You get a double play to end that inning, end that threat. You get one on in the bottom. You can't do anything with it. Seventh inning, Schneeman goes out and makes that leaping catch. Then in the eighth, I mean, he crashes into the wall. He's like 4 inches off. Like, that was a hell of a jump for him. I'm like, well, if he had that much more experience in center field, maybe he would have been able to catch it. It would have been another.
I was thinking, how far would I have been off? 3 feet? Three yards?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For any regular person, like, how does he not make that play? It's man, I wouldn't even have been on the wall. I wouldn't even have been there. I'd be like, it's gone. Don't worry about it.
I never spotted the ball in the middle of the night.
It's amazing. And that relay home.
It was incredible.
To get Trent Grisham, I don't know why he slowed down. His mustache is fabulous. I'll give him that credit. I still don't know why that guy slowed down. What a relay.
On a relay, it's seldom we always talk about home runs. We talk about so many other moments like that, a leaping catch in the air to rob somebody of a home run. A relay is pretty damn entertaining. And when you successfully pull it off, and the throw can be wayward, whatever. Yeah. The catcher making the diving, whatever it is.
It was first base side.
Yes, it's wrong side.
That pull from the first base box all the way over to the third base side, to the right-hand box, or left-hand box to the right-hand box. It was like the last minute of Chariots of Fire. I mean, it took forever, it seemed, because I'm waiting for this guy to come home, and I'm like, oh, God, what are we going to do here? And for that to happen, it was perfect.
It's a fist
fantastic
pump moment, is it not?
Yes.
In baseball,
it's amazing.
You feel like sometimes baseball doesn't supply those moments, and then you see a wild game like that, and that's all it was
great.
A bunch of those moments.
It was great. I think, top of the first, I think people were talking about fiasco and everything because bottom of the first, I should say, with what happened.
They got down again.
Well, you're giving up back-to-backs and bellies-to-bellies. In the words of the great John Sterling. Say whatever you want. I like John Sterling. I don't care what anybody says.
Every ball was getting lifted.
He's not Tom Hamilton, but I still like
lifted deep, and you're like, is this just going to be batting practice all night, especially in that venue?
It was a playoff atmosphere. They made people boo. At the end of the day,
that's what you love,
which was exactly what you want. You have two teams now. You get the Guardians, who are 73-52. The Yankees are now 73-53. It was a beautiful moment for everybody involved. And it's made even more beautiful that Lane Thomas, who was starting to go down as the worst trade that the Guardians could have made in recent history, because he was six for about 5,800, comes through with the hit in the 12th inning. He's able to score. And then there was some confusion in the postgame. So Matt Boyd is, the game lasted forever. But Matt Boyd is talking to reporters later on. He went 5 1/3, gave up 3 runs, 3 earned, struck out a couple. Did the best he could. What are you going to do? Everybody used up their entire bullpen, so at least it's bullpen on bullpen, right? So the post game, do we know the name of this guy? Do we know the name yet? Or is this
Matt Boyd.
No. Well, there's going to be a reason why you just said that. Do we know the name of the reporter?
I do not know the reporter.
Do we really want to put them on notice?
Call him Reporter X.
Yeah, Reporter X is talking to Matt Boyd. And there is a point of confusion here. Turn this up and take it away.
What are the emotions like when you get that hit, especially considering how the first couple weeks have gone for you in Cleveland?
Oh, sorry. I'm Matt Boyd.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not Lane Thomas. All good, though. No worries. All good. We look alike. He's a good-looking guy.
Well played. Well played. He could have been so much of a bigger D there.
Did you hear the laugh in the background? Yes. Where he goes, ha! It's like they got him.
I'm trying to think what percentage of baseball players would have played it off the way he did it. Because I've been in those. Yeah. And here's the thing. There's no doubt. Now, this is in New York, so there's going to be there's going to be a bigger presence in that case. Got to get that checked. So I've been in baseball locker rooms as somebody who is late to the party. Hey, wait, you're not here very often. It happened during the Indians runs in 2016, 2017. All of a sudden, I'm thrust into it because I was doing stuff for 19. And you could tell, they're like, where have you guys been all year? And there's all these more reporters or whatever. And at times, you could tell, they're like, hey, I'll be cool with Zach Meisel. I'll be cool with everybody else. Ossenheimer.
Yep.
And we've seen those guys. Shadell even. They'll be nice to Shadell. But then they see somebody they don't know, and they are very irritated, and they'll be like two-faced on it. He right there had a chance to blow up if he wanted to, and there would have been a lot of guys that would have.
He's very nice about it, so at least that was nice. But here is the actual Lane Thomas on being able to get that hit and finally come through for the Guardians.
It's good. I think especially in that situation made it a little bit better too. So I was just happy to, you know, take a good at bat after, you know, I felt like it was a pretty good game. I was hanging in there so long and, you know, coming through late like that.
This is where you have a point. This is where you've had a point this entire time. It is very, very hard to live on every game and then have this game happen. And it was an exhausting experience. I can't look at social media during baseball games anymore because the overreaction to the overreaction to the overreaction to the overreaction makes it terrible. It's what makes it difficult, though, because you live on every game. And I did. There was a point, and I'm going to celebrate this at least through the first half of the show, and then eventually we're going to have to look forward here because you have Joey Cantillo who's going to be getting the start tonight. But again, their bullpen is ripped up as well, so you know, I still think it's odds on wherever we go on this. But man, it's hard to live on every single one and then go, all right, and then they got another game tomorrow.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Felt like a postseason series, and it feels like we're up 1-0 in a do-or-die series.
And it's, I asked you before the show, I'm like, well, Class A, he went 2 innings, but 20 pitches, he's... He's had more than 20 pitches before. He's had some 25 pitches.
He hasn't gone two innings since, what, the Yankees 2 years ago? Last year?
Well, are we about to go 2 years ago? Andrew Miller on this?
No. Hey,
you want a real Cy Young? You want some real Cy Young love? Like, all right, let's ratchet it up a little bit. One inning's not going to be enough.
In the Big Apple?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a but it was an incredible experience, I think, for anybody who stayed up and watched it. Again, 12 innings. You get to that top of the 12th. And you had the whole package. You come from behind. Boyd ends up pitching with a lead. You have great defense in what ends up being the middle of the late innings. You have these moments of tension. And then in the 12th inning, you open this thing up. And then still even, you have a 6-run 12th, and you feel that that's going to go put it away. Remember, Barlow had given up a double. And what, Aaron Judge had how many doubles now? What's this double in his season? A billion. He's a good hitter. I got to give him credit where credit's due. Barlow had given it up. And so you're giving up 2 runs. You're like, there's no way this is going to get squirrely. But they end up finishing it off. It was a fantastic win. It was the win of the season for the Guardians.
Kenny,
win of the season for this baseball team.
When you were watching games in New York, and, you know, obviously I don't watch as many as I used to. When I was younger, you know, they'd be playing the Red Sox, and you'd have them on national television and everything. So I try to stay away from the Yankees if I don't have to watch them, because it just frustrates me. It's got to be the one place where you make their stadium a character.
Yeah.
And an evil villain. Yes. Cuz you're watching that stadium and you're seeing these pop-ups in the short porch become home runs, and you just end up detesting their way of life and their way of playing baseball.
You and I have made fun of this before, because this is what makes playing the Yankees special, at least in New York in that moment. Is that everybody takes them as a rival. Like, you and I have kind of like side-eyed, and we know Yankees fans not named Mitch. We know Yankees fans from New York, and we've asked them before, like, are we rivals? And they're our age, and they're like, no. They're like, hey man, nothing personal. It's just like, it's a Red Sox thing. We don't really consider the Guardians rivals, no. But there is an older generation when you played them so often. And they were the way that the divisions were split, and the league and the National League were split, where, yeah, you would play them so much more that you would consider them rivals. And, of course, Major League plays into that as well. And then in our generation, it's like, well, you only see them. I mean, how many times have they just done a series and that's it? It's been a long time now that you've only welcomed the Yankees into town one time a year. You've only been out there one time a year.
Yeah, so we left the East in 94.
Yes, but when you're out there, and this is exactly the point of what you've always made, when you're out there, it's like, all right, you're in their area. They do take it very seriously. They got the bleacher creatures there. The Miles Straw scenario that played out a couple of years, like, part of this is it all rolls
They've
into
been
one.
Earlier in the season
yes.
as well when we go
Yes,
there.
Yes. Oh,
so
that's great. That's a great point. Yes, it's always been like April when you've gone there. Now it's we're getting closer to September, and these are two teams that could very well be on a collision course here. And I got one team where you've had Brian Cashman since we were all in high school. That's how long they've had that guy as a general manager. They've still been a team that's able to spend like crazy. It really is. It feels like a David versus Goliath thing. So if the Pirates were in Pittsburgh or were in New York, it might feel that way. But since there is that old American League standard for the old folks, and then you have our generation and then the young folks who get to see it who might like baseball, it all comes together. It was fantastic. It was perfect. You love it.
And the bottom of the order.
You love it.
The bottom of the order, when you think about what Schneeman, Bo Naylor, Thomas, Rocchio, where has that been forever? Yeah. I mean, they were picking up for, I know Kwan walked three times, but, you know, Kwan went hitless. Ramirez 1-for-6, had a clutch moment that he couldn't come through. Naylor, Josh has been just flailing away. It continues to descend into madness
for him. He's just sitting on, he's trying to hit home runs basically every time up to get himself out of whatever funk he is in.
I know, but how big is that? You get down early and you end up in a game, a wild game, longest game of the year. You end up with, 16 total pitchers. You went through every Yankee reliever, and yet it's the bottom of the order that carries the day for you. Finally.
I got to find a stat about the stranded base runners. Here is Stephen Vogt again about what he thought of the victory overall.
What an unbelievable game by both teams. One team had to outlast the other, and fortunately it was us. It was a fun game. Those kind of games, you log so many good experiences through them that are going to help you down the road.
I mean, they approached it as a postseason game. It felt like a postseason game for everybody involved. It was one of the better outings I think I've ever seen, at least in recent history.
We strided 20.
I found this. Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. This is our buddy Zach Meisel after the game. In the 124 years of the franchise, Cleveland has had only 10 games in which they have stranded more than the 18 runners they left on base tonight. Only three of those 10 have taken place in the last 55 years. Then he amends it. Only four times have they ever stranded more than the 20 they stranded tonight. And three of those took place before or during the Great Depression. And yet, the Guardians have reclaimed the best record in the American League by percentage over Baltimore and New York. So it was almost like the penalties and the go-home opener and the season opener in 2019 where we lost track how many penalties the Browns had. Zach actually, who's as accurate as it could get, lost track of how many base runners they stranded tonight. And they still got the win. And they still won by multiple runs. And baseball, I got to tell you, the Ghost Runner, I was critical of the Ghost Runner. It's still fantastic. When you come out on top, you're still fantastic. I love it. I love everything about it. It's a great day. It's a great morning. Everybody should be excited. You're back on top. I know we got one tonight. We'll talk about that later on. But you're back on top. Guardians fans should be feeling good this morning. And if you miss the end of the 12th, hopefully you're able to DVR it or something because it was a work of art.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.